is Muhammad Nasser. I'm OHGM 80 and ASS ER, dictating to Dr. Meher Odler. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Faisal Risk, FAISALRIZK. Date of birth is 5/11/1959. Primary care physician, please call and paste primary care physician information on page 1 of note, December 28, 2012. Period. Next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, resource visit. Follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph, we have the pleasure of seeing. Dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Risk in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, he is a very pleasant 53-year-old gentleman with asthma, significant for hypertension and obesity. He's in our cardiology clinic today as a follow-up. At today's visit, basically stated that he denies any complaints of shortness of breath, chest pain, headaches, lightheadedness, dizziness, syncopal or presyncopal events. The patient states today that he has no problem climbing upstairs and denies any orthopnea, PND, or lower extremity edema. Period. Next paragraph, has medical history, hypertension. Next paragraph, has surgical history, not a contributor. Next paragraph, social history. Patient admits to smoking hookah every day, but denies any alcohol or illicit drug use. Period. Next paragraph, family history. Positive for hypertension, his mother, also positive for renal failure at the age of 36, and his sister. Period. Next paragraph, allergy. Patient has no known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac medication. One. Aspirin 81 milligrams once a day. Next number, allopurinol 100 milligrams once a day. Allopurinol. Next number, enalapril, enalapril, 5 milligrams once a day. Next number, multivitamin. Next number, fish oil. Next number, Motrin 100, PRN. Next number, flu examination. Vital signs on today's visit, blood pressure was 110 over 71. Pulse was 74. Weight was 238. Height is 5'9". Period. Please cut and paste normal flu exam tablet. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. EKG done on December 28, 2012 showed a ventricular rate of 69, normal sinus rhythm, normal axis and T wave invasion in D3 and V3, no specific ST wave changes in V3. Period. Next paragraph. Lab results. Sodium. Lab results were done on December 31, 2012 showed sodium of 138, potassium 4.6, chloride 104, CO2 at 25, anion gap at 9, glucose at 98, bun at 15, creatine at 1.28, the HbA1c at 5.6, triglycerides 283, HDL 30, LDL 158. Total cholesterol is 245. Period. Next paragraph. Lower extremity ABI showed on the right was 1.23, on the left was 1.27. Period. Next paragraph. Period. Next paragraph. PFT showed that the FVC percent predicted was 91, FEV1 percent predicted was 66, FEV1 FVC ratio was 72. Period. Next paragraph. Echocardiograph report done on 12/28/2012 showed that the left ventricular size, wall thickness, and systolic function are normal with ejection fraction of 60%. There was a trace of tricuspid regurgitation, also a trace of mitral regurgitation.
Oh, my dear.
There's moderate aortic valve sclerosis with highly calcified without stenosis. Your next paragraph. Carotid report done on 12/28/2012 showed there is mild amount of atherosclerotic plaque noted in the right bulb without increasing velocities. The rest of the cardiac artery velocities and plaque levels correlate to 1 to 39% stenosis bilateral. Vertebral arteries flows are anterograde bilaterally. Period. Next paragraph. Stress test findings show a small size, mild severity, inferior fixed defect consistent with a diaphragm artifact. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment plan.
Can I take it over here? Because I need to do some work.
Assessment plan. 1. Shortness of breath upon exertion. On today's visit, patient is not complaining of any external dyspnea while upon climbing stairs, but has a past history of the shortness of breath, period. The 2D echocardiography that was performed showed an ejection fraction of 60% with a normal left ventricular systolic. Systolic function. Period. These results show that there is no valvular heart disease at this time that may account for this symptom. This period, the stress test also performed on December 28, 2012. Showed an inferior fixed defect, which is considered a normal result. We advise the patient to stop smoking hookah. The patient is to follow up within his primary care physician to be further assessed and to follow his current medication regimen. Period. Next number. Smoking history. Patient admits to smoking hookah every day. the LCO pulmonary function tests. Showed a FEV1 FVC ratio of 72% predicted. Patient is advised to stop smoking. Hookah. And then is to follow up with his primary care physician to further assess other his options of smoking therapy. Period. Next number, peripheral artery disease. This patient has multiple risk factors of peripheral artery disease. The segmental ABI showed on the right and 1.27 on the left, which are the normal readings. Period. Patient is to continue his current medication regimen and is to follow up with his primary care physician. Period. Next number. Dizziness. Patient has a past history of complaining of dizziness and lightheadedness, but without any physical attacks. A carotid ultrasound was done that showed no stenosis bilaterally. Period. Patient is to follow up with the office within 46 months to further assess this matter, and patient is to continuous medication regimen and to follow up with the primary care physician. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 110 over 71, which is in the goal range that we are looking for, period. Patient has been advised to continue with a low-fat, low-salt diet and continue with exercise and diet at this time. Period. Patient is to follow up with his primary care physician, also to further assess any complications, and is to follow up with us as well. Period. Thank you so much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Risk, R-I-C-K, period. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns at this time. We will see him back in the clinic in 1 month or sooner if necessary. In the meanwhile, he is to follow up with his primary care physician regularly. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, M-H-E-M-E-D-N-A-S-S-E-R, medical student, dictating for Dr. Meher Elder with all board certifications. This is the end of the patient. Thank you.